We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
If you do not know who Lenny Kravitz is, like, he's a legend, okay? He's a rock star. He's the one that gave you this. I just go my way. Recently, at an award ceremony for Lenny, his daughter Zoe kind of embarrassed him on stage, la.
Hey, she's famous as well. She's an actress and all that kind.
Yeah. So, growing up, Zoe said that her father did not understand what a shirt was, la. He would always go shirtless and topless and stuff.
Yeah.
That, because of that habit, right? Zoe on stage was saying that, you know, I would never ever wear something like what you would wear ever. I'm sure that our parents have done something, and it's a habit that we made sure and we promised to never bring into our lives.
The habit I think that I'm gonna, you know, give up that my parents did right is not fighting in front of the kids, because they never fought in front of us.
Oh.
And because of that, I always thought that, ooh, relationships must be perfect, la. You know, right. You don't fight, you don't this,
like,
you don't that.
People never fight.
Right. And then when I got married, and then obviously you fight, right, with your spouse, I thought, habis la, you know, do
end of the world.
All. Exactly. Oh. So now, I see it as like, okay, I will have a disagreement with my husband in front of my kids, but I also need to see. I need them to see how we talk it out.
Because conflicts will happen, yes, and do happen.
Yes, and okay, you will disagree with the people you love. How you about know? You guys?
Well, my mother, so she would vacuum the house when I was growing up, right? But that was her only way to vent because it was so noisy, so no one would listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I could listen because she would be vacuuming while I was in the room.
Mm.
So I made sure never to complain while I clean up the house.
Huh, so say good things instead.
Yeah, but I'm like, grateful things. Look at this glass. It needs cleaning.
I thought he was going to say, that's why I never vacuum.
No.
Best excuse ever, right? Wow, this conversation has triggered some memories for me. Mm. So, a disclaimer first. I love my dad, good guy. You know, my dad, right, was one who never knew how to show and say, I love you. But this is because when I was growing up, my dad found it very hard to say, I love you.
Yeah. Right.
A very Asian thing, la. And yeah. I had a huge fight with him. I told you all this story before.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think when I was 18, I said, is it really that difficult to say those words?
And that's all you needed to hear at
yeah,
that time.
That was my love language, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
But he said that his father, as in my grandfather, whom I never met, never taught him how to do it. Therefore, he doesn't know. So that's one habit I never brought. And now all my godchildren, very lucky.
Too much love.
Too much love.
Yes,
love bomb sometimes. you guys, I always say it to you guys, I love you guys.
Okay, but that's amazing though. Like we learn from our parents, and then we try to be the best versions of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's a habit from your parents that you will never bring into your life?
Ramiza, tell us.
Okay, this really bad habit that my parents still have until now, actually. They love to hoard. They always collect stuff. Whenever we go to a hotel, they will bring back the sugar, the peas, the coffee, and the worst part is, they even bring the notepads, the pens and pencils.
Dude! Well.
It's cluttering the house, and it really, like, we always argue about this, but they never stop doing
it. Oh my gosh. Cute but annoying, like, I get it.
Yeah, that's why I grew up being a minimalist, OCD kind of person.
What is it like when your parents come to your house?
They always bring like plastic spoons and forks whenever they go out to the restaurant.
Oh,
they bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just quietly throw it out.
What's social media saying, Aisha?
Okay, so Melissa Zainuddin commented on our Instagram and says the one habit from her parents that she's going to stop is she's going to stop talking about her kids to her friends and relatives.
Oh,
because it's like a reflection on her own parenting, like maybe complaining, la, you know, my kid, you know, this and that and this and that. Because obviously it's a reflection of you because you brought them up, right?
True.
Guys,
true.
I think we might have started a revolution here. Like, this is like a healing process for our generation right now. We're giving them an outlet.
Wow. Well, Artie's getting really excited. The therapist in him is lighting up.
It's so cool. Okay. For those of you that want to vent, what's a habit from your parents that you will never bring into your life? Good morning. Lenny Kravitz is a legendary singer. Okay, he's from the United States, and he has a daughter. And recently, he got awarded an award.
Yeah, I think he was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, and his daughter was giving a speech and kinda called out her dad because growing up, he would always be wearing topless shirts or see-through shirts.
Topless shirts, huh?
Sorry, he was going topless or see-through shirts.
I mean, the fella is stylish, it is Lenny Kravitz. This was a rock star.
Yeah, and she said on stage that that was a habit that she would never bring into her life. And we're like, whoa, actually, there's a lot of habits that our parents have that we promise ourselves never to bring also.
Yeah, yeah, good and bad. Some really heavy ones, some pretty funny ones.
Yeah, but it's looking heavy, guys. I don't know why y'all have started, right? So two WhatsApp texts have come in on our Celcom DG mix line, right? First one's from Ash, and he says, definitely not carry on with favoritism.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I'm the eldest and on the other receiving end.
Yeah.
Aww.
So let me see, it's not the favorite lah, kan?
Could we all relate to something like that when it comes to favoritism?
Oh, this one hard because I'm the favorite.
Oh, well, that's how, ask your sister how it feels like, right?
Someone turn off Prem's mic.
Okay, guys, this one, okay, is really susah to read, okay?
Okay.
Her name is Akish. And she says, the trait I would never do that my parents did is being a punching bag and letting my kids be the punching bag for anyone physically or emotionally. My mom took it all and let her kids take the torture in the name of being a good wife, quote-unquote. After 40 years of marriage, they got a divorce. It's 40 years of hell. And at 63, my mom just realized that it's not okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, well, to Akesh and her mom too, I hope you guys find yourselves on a journey towards healing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And life definitely gets better after that.
Yeah.
Trust me on that, lah. Because I can definitely relate to Akish as well, you know, in terms of like being a child of a divorced family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, good things coming your way. Wow, I never knew that this was going to be such a very heavy...
Therapeutic for some?
Wow, yeah.
And also emotional for us too.
Yeah.
You know, we started out doing this and we laughing. And then now we're just a bit more introspective.
Yeah. Like, guys, like we should really, really just learn to love yourselves a little bit more.
Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing and being vulnerable with us.
Mm.
Just the way you like it.
You like it.
Everything 100% real.
True story.
The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD and Frame.